Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
844, 16 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It's supposed to start snowing sometime tonight. It's going to be record snowfall, they're predicting, maybe 4 to 8 inches of accumulation, which we haven't seen, well, none of us have seen, really, which hasn't happened since 1895. Colin Arnold joins us now, Director of Homeland Security, Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans. How you doing, Colin?
Hey, good morning, Tommy.
Tell me what's going on with the city and preparations for this snow.
Well, we've been working on this since last week. Obviously, a lot of communication with DOTD as far as state roadways and the interstate. I think there's going to be a pretty strong lean-forward operation on both parts, both city and state, to close roadways when needed, when we feel that they're not going to be safe for travel. I think that the public, the best thing they can do is kind of, you know, today's obviously a holiday, and we believe that tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday, are probably going to be about the same, just as far as if you don't have to be out, stay home and make your preparations while you have time today to, you know, potentially be at home for a day or two and really try and protect, you know, your people, your pets, your pipes, obviously, and plants. But I'd also focus on the pipe issue. We definitely want people to run water while it's during the hours overnight when it's freezing. That one trickle coming from one faucet in the house, you don't need to do multiple faucets. But when the temperature does rise above freezing, and that should be happening shortly here this morning, please turn that water off and really do your best to conserve water during the day, because the system does need to rebuild pressure. We don't want to have a boil water advisory.
Yeah, clear that up, if you will, please, Colin, and restate it, because somebody texted in and said maybe we should talk about, instead of pencil lead, talk about spaghetti. But problem is, if you do that, then we get into linguine, and I'm not trying to be silly here, but it's true. You get an angel hair, you talk about number two, number three, rigatoni. So try to explain it as clearly as you can, the way people are supposed to safely run the water to keep the pipes from freezing while not running down the water pressure if, God forbid, the fire department needs it.
Right. So ideally what is recommended is the furthest faucet from your meter at the front of your house. You know, most meters are at the front of a person's residence. So if you have a you know, kitchen in the back or a bathroom in the back of the house furthest away, all you need to do is just turn that water on barely, just so it's barely coming out of the faucet. And that will be enough to keep that kind of just enough water moving through to prevent the pipes from freezing. You don't need to do it 24 hours a day. It doesn't need to be every sink or every faucet in the house. It just has to be that one. And when we do get above freezing, above 32 degrees, you can turn the water off. And that will, you know, if you can imagine every customer in the city running their water even at a trickle all night, it does bring down the pressure of the entire water system in the city. And then obviously in the morning we do a lot of our water work, right? We do dishwashing, we do showers, we do laundry. If we can hold off on those things a little bit until the evening so that pressure can build back up around the city and in the entire system, it will help everyone as a whole and will prevent you know, the potential for losing pressure to the point where it drops below 20 PSI and we have a boil water advisory.
How do you balance salting roads with keeping them open and safe and freezing and all of that?
I mean, they're going to salt as long as they have it and until they, you know, it's kind of fighting a losing battle. If we get 3-4 inches of snow and that starts getting packed down, you know, salt kind of keeps snow and ice off the roadways. But what it does, there does become a point where it just becomes, you know, pretty fruitless to keep trying to do that. And then we have to move more towards closing roadways. And the way that will work is, you know, extra attention will be paid on elevated roadways and bridges So that'll be the interstate, the expressway, all of the on and off ramps are particularly dangerous because most of them are, obviously uphill and downhill. So there's inclines there that cause people to slip and slide. The high rise is a huge issue for us, for NOPD. They'll actually be assigning police officers to the high rise just to monitor that bridge. And I would say, look, the Broad Overpass, the Norman C. Francis Overpass, any of those elevated bridges and roadways are going to become pretty treacherous probably starting around tomorrow afternoon to tomorrow evening.
Colin, what about underground with the surge in water mains? Is that a concern here or not?
I mean, everything's a concern because this is, we're not necessarily a climate that's built for this type of weather. But I think that within the amount of days that we'll have this in the relatively short period of time over a couple of days, that should not be the concern. It's more exposed pipes. So today, if you have the opportunity to go to your hardware store and get some pipe wrap or even just using a towel and some duct tape, you're gonna create a huge difference in those exposed pipes. A lot of our homes are raised here in the city. Those are the ones that are going to be potentially have issues. Underground, they've got quite a bit of insulation from the earth.
I will take a break. We come back. Thank you, Colin Arnold. We'll take a break. We'll go live to Washington, D.C., get a report there on the inauguration activities, 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL.